Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Well, hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Today's a spotlight episode where we'll be featuring the Arts Bridge Foundation, where they're creating the future through arts and education out there at the Cobb Energy Performance Arts Center. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Let me remind you up front, too, you can follow us on Twitter at Business Radio X. Follow the network and all of our studios out there. See what they're doing and who they're talking to. And you can follow today's program as well on Twitter, Atlanta Business Radio, at Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio. And check us out on Facebook as well. We'll be publishing some photos of our in-studio guests, and you can leave your thoughts and comments there. And feel free to interact with us all over the social media stratosphere. Well, without further ado, let's introduce two great ladies from the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center and the Arts Bridge Foundation, Natalie Barrow and Pam Hubby. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Morning.
All right, Pam, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about your role there as Director of Development.
Well, Ryan, my main responsibility as Director of Development is to raise money to help support all the wonderful programs that we get to provide through ArtsBridge Foundation. I've been there 3.5 years. I was a banker for my whole career, so
really?
I know all about
money. You know about money, yeah.
But that's my primary responsibility, and I do run the foundation day-to-day.
So the development of bringing in new resources, outreach, just developing
right.
it to grow the organization.
Right.
Even though it's a nonprofit group, you still have a mission to help people and generate awareness, I would think is probably a
absolutely
kind of a key tenet of your programs.
Absolutely.
There. Very good. And we'll talk more about that. But let's also say hello to Natalie. She's Director of Arts and Education and Community Outreach at the Arts Bridge Foundation. How are you, Natalie?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
How long have you been in that role?
A little over 2 years.
Okay. And previous to that?
Previously, I was a performer, so I have a performing arts background and worked at the Woodruff Arts Center.
Oh, yeah.
Doing arts education. So.
Yes, an Atlanta icon as well.
Absolutely.
Woodruff Arts Center. And so you're the Director of Arts and Education, so you're kind of cultivating that curriculum, right? Trying to get those kids in there so they can learn about arts.
Absolutely. I get to create programs. So Pam raises the money, and I get to spend it on the programs that we create, providing opportunities for students to be exposed to the arts, mm-hmm. train in the arts, and perform.
And their programs help kids from K through 12
right.
Of all ages, of all backgrounds, all over the metro area.
Correct.
Come out there. And how does that look? Do they come out there for a day or a weekend camp or summer camp? What are some of the programs like?
It varies. So we have field trips where students can come to the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center during the school day for a national or international touring company performance, see a 1 hour show, and then go back to school for the rest of the school day. We have master classes, which are on the weekends, where students will come and take a 2 hour masterclass with a performer who is currently performing for mm-hmm. a living, so either a national tour or on Broadway. We have training programs where they can come for a weekend of training, which might be through our Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards program. And we have family shows where they can come on an evening or weekend with their entire family and see a performance.
That's fantastic. So any age kid, any day of the week, weekends, doesn't matter. If they have the desire to get immersed in the arts, sounds like it's a good place to be.
Yes.
And our students come from private, public, charter, and homeschools. Mm-hmm. So we have quite a reach, and I think it's 49 county reach mm-hmm. across the whole state of Georgia.
Especially those youngsters, like those kindergarten age
exactly.
kids. Play is so important to the development of them as a human. So why not encourage more of that? Do you see you have more youngsters or more kind of teenage kids coming through your programs?
It's nicely divided between
Good.
All age groups. Our field trips are geared probably more towards the elementary age students, and then our Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards, of course, those high school students. But it's so important for those students to get exposure at an early age. Whether they decide to pursue the performing arts or not, being exposed to it is what will change their life.
No, absolutely. You're right. Yeah, having that outreach and that ability to be creative and kind of act out a little bit helps a young mind develop, for sure. So let's go back to the beginning of the Arts Bridge Foundation. Has it always been in existence since the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center has been around?
It has, Ryan. It has been in place since 2007, when the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center was started. Originally, our name was Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center Foundation mm-hmm. because the original mission was to raise money to complete the center.
Mm-hmm.
But today, arts education is our primary and sole mission, and our job is to educate, inspire, and motivate our youth through the arts. That's what our job is every day.
Yeah, and so every day, getting the students in there, learning about your different programs.
Right.
But also, you have all these national touring acts coming through. If someone hasn't been out to the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, they would be surprised. I mean, there's a big headliners coming out there.
We do. We have a great lineup coming up this spring. Of course, we have the Atlanta Opera and the Atlanta Ballet, our resident companies. But we have some great shows.
I did not know that.
Yes, we are the home of those two organizations, which is exciting.
What is the season for the opera or the season for the ballet?
Well, it varies every year, and they're both under new artistic directors, fairly new for the opera. So they're constantly changing and adapting to their audiences. I know the ballet has Carmina Burana coming up, which is exciting. And you can check all those out on our website at cobbenergycenter.com.
Yeah, whether it's ballet or if it's rock and roll or if it's a children's program, sounds like you guys are doing a lot of that over there. But what do you need more of at the either ArtsBridge Foundation or there at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center? What, in more awareness? What do you need more of?
We certainly want everyone to know what we do. ArtsBridge continues to be something that people are finding out about. But we are a statewide organization, and we do have arts education programs geared towards everyone. So we really want our teachers, our families, our students to understand that we have resources for them, to be a resource for them through arts education. So that's our goal, just to get involved with every school, every student, right, and expose them to the arts.
And when you say statewide, are you going to them? If I'm a student down in South Georgia and need some arts, how does that happen?
Well, most of the performances and the things that ArtsBridge does are in Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. We don't actually go to schools unless it's in conjunction with a performer that's coming to the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. So it's all coming to us.
So they would come up on a field trip of
some
kind. They would.
They'd come up on buses. And in fact, a fun field trip day at Cobb Energy Center usually has two performances. And 50 buses come in and bring about 2,500 students and their teachers to come see a one-hour performance, and then they go home, and we have 50 more buses that come in.
Man.
And they come from Clayton County, they come from Gwinnett, they come from Cobb. We have a statewide reach, but the 14 metro Atlanta counties are really the proportion of who we see every day.
And through the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards program, we actually do go out and evaluate high school musical productions for the schools that participate in that program. So this year, we have 75 high schools from 28 Georgia counties participating, and we have professional theater adjudicators that go out and evaluate all of those schools. And we have schools in Savannah, Augusta, up in Rabun County. So we do send 4 representatives of the program out to each of those schools to evaluate their productions.
Evaluate on like the technical side of it, or just the collaboration? What are you exactly evaluating?
So they produce a musical within their school, and we go out and evaluate 17 different categories, which mirror the Tony Award categories. And so we'll go out and evaluate choreography, musical direction, scenic design, leading actor, actress, all those elements of their musical. And then those scores will be submitted to an accounting firm who will tabulate the scores of all the 75 participating schools. Nominations are announced at the end of March. And then it culminates, the entire program culminates in a live televised award show at Cobb Energy Center on April 20th.
Wow. So you are actually putting on a production at your local high school. You're having experts come in and grade you in these categories, and potentially could be win award.
That's correct.
At April 20th at the Cobb Energy Center. So this is, you guys have become a kind of a governing body, a sanctioned body of all the arts in the entire state.
Well, we really look at it as professional development for our teachers, our theater teachers in their schools, and a way to celebrate the work that these students and teachers are doing.
Right.
You look at so many schools and football is such a big deal, and sports are such a big deal.
Right.
So this is our way to give back to the arts in each of these schools. And it's really cool now when you walk into some of these schools and at the very front of them, you see a Schuller Award, which is what we call our awards for the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards. So it's a great program. It's a great program for them to get feedback on the work that they're doing, and then to celebrate in a culminating award show. And actually, our winners of the Leading Actor and Actress Awards go on to the National High School Musical Theater Awards in New York.
That's exciting. I know there's some students out there listening right now who are hoping this comes to their school and they can get involved for sure. You know, when I was a kid, I was involved in a lot of the drama club and all of that. And then when I went into high school, it wasn't as cool anymore. So I had to drop out. But I still have a passion for the arts and drama and acting and all that. And I know that a lot of children really enjoy that. So get them involved early. Get them involved with a great program that can help them from kindergarten all through the years. And then, you know, let them go back to their high schools and their communities and kind of help others. And encourage them to get involved with that. So So for Pam, for you, why is it important for you? You were in banking for all these many years and now to be involved with the arts. Tell us the kind of transition from there and why it's important to you.
Well, Ryan, I grew up with the arts. I was very fortunate to have a family that thought music and the arts was important, played the clarinet, nice. You know, did all those things that we did, sang in the church choirs. And throughout my whole life, arts have been an important piece of what I've done. And it's just, after having been in banking so many years, it's lovely to be in a position that, to be able to give back. And the arts and children is a great way to be able to do that in my mind. So, and I love ArtsBridge Foundation. We have a great team, and it's just a fun thing to do every day. So,
I also see you're a member of the Arts Leaders of Metro Atlanta.
Well, both Natalie and I have been through that program called ALMA, and it was great because you get to have exposure to all different arts organizations and meet different people around the arts community, and we get to talk and figure out how we can do better with everything we do. So it was a really neat experience.
I imagine it is. And let's talk about the business side of things for a moment. How is this program funded?
Well, it's funded thanks to donations from individuals, corporations, foundations, private practices. Mm-hmm. And we also, our largest donor actually is Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center and our authority, who gives us $1 for every ticket that is sold at Cobb Energy Center. So if you are coming to see one of our performances at Cobb Energy Center, $1 of the ticket you purchase comes back to ArtsBridge.
So that's great. So through the purchase of regular tickets there, through some of the funding and fundraising or businesses, individuals, they give back. I mean, we couldn't do it without the community and giving back the money and getting and encouraging others to get involved for sure.
Yeah.
But that's got to be a challenge year after year, is meeting the goals, you know, funding, and do you lie awake at night wondering where these dollars are coming from?
Sometimes. I have to be honest.
Yes.
But we are growing, and every year our budget has grown because we're building our programs and we're looking at new opportunities. But the wonderful thing is many of our donors have been donors since beginning of ArtsBridge Foundation. And we have new foundations that we've added to the equation, and they have just been wonderful. And fortunately, every year so far, we've started out with, you know, $1 amount, and the next year we've been able to receive more from most of the organizations that we speak to. And I think it's because they see the good work that we're doing, they understand the value of arts education, and we just appreciate every dollar that they give us to help us continue to do that.
And not only that, I bet they are appreciative of all the good work that you're doing, the great shows and the great performances. It's one thing to know we want to support the arts, but if you're just kind of going through the motions and not really doing good production, then people won't show up. But you guys are doing it year after year, so that speaks a little bit or a lot to the actual performances that folks are doing.
Well, and one piece of the puzzle that's added to our success is a program called Adopt a School, which is a way for corporations, individuals to personalize what we do, which is actually provide financial aid to roughly 40% of our field trip audience. So we help students and schools in need, subsidizing their tickets and bus transportation to get to field trip programs at Cobb Energy Center. So through the Adopt a School program, someone could identify a school or schools that they would like to support and pay for those students to come and see a program. So that's one way that's really added to our success in fundraising over the last couple of years, by personalizing that experience for people to give back to the arts.
We're speaking with Natalie Barrow and Pam Hubby from the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center and the ArtsBridge Foundation. So you guys have a lot of things going on in 2017. You mentioned you got this awards ceremony coming up. What are some other things people can look forward to this upcoming year at Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center?
Well, we have a number of field trips coming up over the next couple of months. At the end of this month, we have Dr. Kaboom, who's basically the 2017 Bill Nye the Science Guy.
He just
blows a little bit more up. We have Atlanta Ballet's Fellowship Ensemble and their production of Snow White. We have Rock the Presidents right around President's Day, which is exciting. Dinosaur Zoo Live, which is huge puppets on stage, which will give you the exposure to the world of the dinosaurs. And then, of course, the Atlanta Opera and their production of Don Pasquale. And then we close with Kennesaw State University's College of the Arts and their free production of Synergy, exposing all of the areas of the arts, including visual arts.
Well, we love Kennesaw State here in the studio. They do a show, a weekly show here. And so anytime they're involved with something, we know good things are going on there for sure. So what is a website people can go to find out the calendar of events?
All of our programs are listed at artsbridgega.org, artsbridgega.org. You can also find us on Facebook at ArtsBridge Foundation or on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at ArtsBridge GA.
Snapchat. You got to be on Snapchat. That's
we
where
are.
The kids are these days. Yeah, for sure. And so there's a lot going on there. There's stuff for all ages, all
correct,
kinds
right?
of performances. But we're really talking about the ArtsBridge Foundation and how to get children more involved in the arts and grow appreciation of that. You're only in 54 counties here in Georgia. I think there's 160 something.
I know.
We have
third
a few more
way.
To go.
Yeah, so how are you getting in touch or finding these schools that really want you to be part of it but don't even know you exist?
Well, we constantly just get out there and market. We talk to teachers. We talk to the fine arts coordinators in each of the different counties throughout the state, which is wonderful that our state is growing and adding more fine arts coordinators mm-hmm. throughout the state. We work with the Georgia Department of Education and we just tell our story constantly. So it's really about getting out there and talking to people.
And it's surprising there's not a lot of government funding or government initiative behind this. This is all kind of grassroots individuals, companies, and businesses coming together to support this. This is not, you know, a governor kind of directed kind of mission here.
No, it's not. It's not. And it's we're a private nonprofit organization. We are part of, we're sister organizations to Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. And our parent company is a government authority. It's the Cobb Marietta Exhibit
I
and
see.
Hall and
right.
Coliseum Authority.
I so. See. So they're kind of venue and for the county there in Cobb
yes.
County.
Yes, but our charge is not by proclamation. It is
right.
a private giving back to the community through ArtsBridge Foundation.
And, you know, some people believe in this country a great way to solve problems is have government get involved. So I'd kind of believe the opposite of that. Get government out of the way and people will solve the problems out there. And this is a great to see you guys are so passionate about this. You're helping the kids, you're spreading the mission, and government's getting out of the way.
Ryan, one important fact we like to share is that since our beginning in 2007, we've seen over 300,000 students and educators through our various programs. And last year, we served over 45,000.
Wow.
So even though there's still more story to tell, mm-hmm. We are still seeing quite a number of our students and schools, and we just love what we do. So.
And they're all coming in by the busloads over there,
in
for
by
sure. Yes. So we got some good ideas of why you should get involved and who this is important, you know, for companies or individuals. And arts education is so important for youngsters and even the teenagers, you know, anywhere in between. If this is a passion you have, a great place to maybe get started if you're a parent listening and you think your
right.
child would like to get involved. See if your school is already doing some arts programming, and if they're not, then say, well, I know of the ArtsBridge Foundation. This would be a good start.
Absolutely, and it's so much more than, you know, going off and being a performer for a living or whatever that may be. It's about creating confidence and creating good public speaking skills and all of those character traits that the arts can really teach a mm-hmm. student, team building, you know, working together.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, look beyond just that career path mm-hmm. and look about what's important for those skills for those students to develop at an early age.
Now, is there a particular kind of business that likes to get involved in supporting it? Is it a large enterprise level or could it be just a small startup dry cleaning shop?
Yes. It's all of the above.
Okay.
You have large corporations who contribute either in sponsorship ways or via direct donations to ArtsBridge. We have single proprietor mm-hmm. Organizations. We have law firms. It's really about the organization wanting to give back to the community and thinking that through the arts, this is a great way to do it. I think what you mentioned coming to see things, but when we have a donor or a prospect that really wants to know more about what we do, we just invite them to come to the Schuler Awards or come to the field trips. And when they see the children that come in, that maybe this is their very first experience to come to a Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center type place or to see a performance, it just warms your heart and the checks follow.
That's great. That's great for sure. So if you're a business out there, an individual, and you think your company is a good fit and arts are important to you and your culture and your mission, great place to start giving back is the Arts Bridge Foundation. And you can go to artsbridgefoundation.org.
ArtsBridgeGA.org.
ArtsBridgeGA.org. And we'll have that information posted on our website for sure. So so lots going on in 2017. Lots of reasons to get involved. We know this is important. It's great for Atlanta to have you here doing this. And I think it's even better for the metro area because it's in Cobb County. And it's not something initiated from one of those downtown long institutions that are great for the city, but do they really serve the metro area? And Cobb County is growing with the new Braves Stadium, and the Energy Center has only been around a few years now. And I think I've been to one program. I saw Bill Cosby there a couple years ago.
Oh, well, you have to come again.
Yeah, I would love to.
And actually, this is Cobb Energy Center and ArtsBridge Foundation's 10th anniversary.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it's been that long, but no. We will be celebrating all year, whether it's through the center or the foundation, our 10th anniversary. So be sure to check out fun performances and ways to win prizes and all that good stuff.
What are you going to be doing to celebrate the anniversary?
Oh, gosh. We have lots of plans.
Yeah.
We're looking at ways to really involve the community and do some fun events throughout the year.
I think that's exciting for sure. You should take yourself out to dinner, too. Celebrate the good work you've done over the last couple of years over there. And 10 years is a great testament to the Cobb Energy Center and the ArtsBridge Foundation and all the good work and good people over there making it happen for sure. So let's remind our listeners again how they can get involved, find you on social media.
Sure. Visit artsbridgega.org for a list of all of our upcoming programs. We're on Facebook, ArtsBridge Foundation, and we're also on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at ArtsBridge GA.
Very good. And when you're not changing the world of little kids' lives and enriching them with arts, what do you like to do in your off time?
I'm going to see performances.
That's right. You do. You're going out there, getting involved, and just taking your mind off the arts by seeing more arts.
That's correct. I love going out and supporting all the great work that we do here in Metro Atlanta.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie, for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find her working hard over there at the Cobb Energy Performance Arts Center or enjoying arts in and around about town. So check out Natalie Barrow over there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Pam, for you, what do you like to do when you're not evolving?
Well, I hate to say the same thing, but that's pretty much it. We're just so blessed in Atlanta here to have just wonderful arts opportunities everywhere you turn. So we just like to be out and about.
Whether it's concerts or art exhibits or maybe a little indie film down there at the local movie house, you can go down there. So much to see here and do in Atlanta. And certainly encourage you to go to the website over there at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, see that list of events, get involved with the Arts Bridge Foundation if that's something you personally want to do or your company would like to. So we're certainly glad you came out and visited us here today on Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate you having us here.
All right. And thank you, listeners. If you're out there doing something important to serve the community and would like to be featured on our program, send us an email at businessradiox.com and we'll feature you and your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.